community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You are with Phoenix FM with me, Nick Field. We are here at Latitude Festival, and joining me now are two of Vessels. Good afternoon, gents.
How you doing?
Doing well. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hi there, I'm Tom from Vessels. I play like synthesizers and stuff.
My name's Tim. I play the drums.
Okay, who else is in Vessels with you?
So we're a five-piece. We've got Lee, who also plays synths and another drum kit, and is in control of the kind of laptop and brains of the operation. And Pete, who also plays synths and more percussion, and Martin plays bass and guitar and percussion as well. So it's a bit of a multi-instrumental, massive pile of equipment, basically.
Sounds like it. You all hail from, is it quite local?
No, not at all, no. We're from Leeds.
I live in Bristol.
A bit further out. I live in Bristol, but the band's based in Leeds. So, and we've been there for the last 10 to 15 years, I think.
Yeah.
So you formed quite a long time ago then?
Yeah, 2005 was when Vessels came into existence, basically. But we kind of started off making instrumental kind of post-rock music, but just kind of sacked off loads of guitars and gone a bit more kind of dance music, electronica territory on the most recent record.
Yes, because you have, as I was going to say, that you have evolved a lot over the years. Was that a conscious decision, or was it something that sort of came naturally? How would you say kind of like that transition happened?
It's definitely conscious, I think.
It's both. It's probably both, because it's without doubt conscious. You don't just suddenly change, particularly because what we do now is a lot more complicated. It would be far easier to carry on doing what we were doing. We might have stopped doing that because after a while, if you don't change, it gets boring. And I think that it's also progressive in that we sort of gradually started adding elements to the mix just to keep it exciting for us. And this is just kind of a bit of a leap from that principle, I would say. And interestingly, we played Latitude the second year. It was...
So that was what, about 2007, I think that would have been.
Yeah, just about, 2 years after we'd become Vessels.
Yeah,
we were a very different band then. We were just straight up guitar, three guitars, bass, drums, and that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting that we've, in the sort of the 8 years of Latitude's existence, we've changed that much. And the festival probably has as well. I'm not sure, we haven't been back. So it's quite nice to come back anyway and play as a different band.
Mm. Would you say that there are particular artists that have influenced the way you sound now?
Yeah, plenty. I mean, obviously it's more than we could ever mention in passing, but some important ones are kind of Caribou and Fortet and The Field and Daniel Avery and...
And Battles.
You know, the way that they've mixed sort of styles and the way they play with technical know-how, I think they're all sort of key reference points for us, and then sort of when we started out it was more classic post-rock, so Mogwai, Godspeed, Explosions, but we've changed, you know, we've sort of taken on a lot more of the electronica and left field electronic music references recently, and it's the one constant in what we all listen to and has been since we started playing.
Right, oh, well, it certainly sounds like you're putting it to good use with your music. And when it comes to bringing your sound to the masses, you've been quite busy recently with performances. Am I right in thinking that you've been playing some other big gigs over this weekend?
Yeah, we did Ben Akasim on Friday evening, and last night in the Czech Republic in a place called Ostrava, which is a great festival in an old steelworks. Really kind of...
It's really, really... Like, completely the antithesis of this, isn't it?
Yeah, bleak, industrial wasteland, kind of big metal things look like they're falling apart all over the place. But yeah, really cool. Lovely vibe to the festival as well, actually. So yeah, we haven't slept in 3 days. But hopefully we'll stay awake... for this evening's show.
It's only a 30-minute set, so hopefully it'll be okay. And it's quite early.
Blimey, you have been jet-setting a lot recently. What other performances have you got coming up?
Other UK festivals. We're playing Secret Garden Party next weekend. which is a fun little show. I've been there a few times. And Shambhala in August, and a festival called Arctangent down in Somerset.
Yeah, it's a good one, actually. It's more sort of traditionally, progressive rock, math rock, but they have some electronica as well, and it's a really good festival near Bristol. And we're also doing one in Poland, I think, Toron in Katowice.
And I think one other festival in Holland, Zomerpark Fest or something, which has got a load of world music on, which should be cool. Actually, I think is one of the bands you played here, the ones you told me you were talking about, the Malian Songhai Blues.
Songhai Blues, yeah. Are they playing? Yeah, wicked. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, we missed them here, so. In fact, we've done two festivals this weekend where Portishead have played, and we've missed them at both. And they're like one of our favourite bands, so it's a bit heartbreaking to be so near.
That is a bit gutting. Yes. Right. Well, it certainly sounds like you've had a good excuse for missing them. I think being busy with your own dates. What music have you got available at the moment?
So we put out our third record, Dilate, in March. So that's what we're kind of touring at the moment.
Where can people get that?
All online stores. It's available on vinyl as well from Bandcamp, which is a really nice double vinyl.
It's Vessels Band.
Vessels Band.
Vessels Band.
If you type in Vessels Band, all one word, you'll come up with all our stuff on the internet. So.
Excellent. And where's the place that people can go to find out more about you online?
It's vesselsband.com. That's the website. All the links are from there, and all the videos and everything like that.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much for chatting to us today, gents. And I hope your gig tonight on the Alcove stage goes well. And I hope all these other gigs and Jack setting that you're up to go well as well. Look forward to hearing more.
Excellent. Thank you. Hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.